Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday, 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 baby. It is Wild Wednesday up in here, honey. Y'all know how the whiskey done, mama. Whenever I drink whiskey, honey, it gets wild all up in here. Y'all know my fur babies. Milo and Gizmo, it got so wild around here today. I am telling you, they was cutting on 10 trying to get up out the door. They didn't even wait for mama. You know, I have to walk them every single day. Honey, they was cutting, getting up out of here. I am telling you what's going into. So listen, listen, set up the bar. Set up my bar. No, I'm done with the whiskey. Set up the bar with my gumbo rum. Y'all know I drink gumbo rum. It is Wild Wednesday, baby. Yes, I don't do hump days, baby. I don't do hump days. Because when you say a hump day, that means, anyway, it's Wild Wednesday, baby. It's October the 5th, 2022, 8 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 9 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say, the Eastern Standard Time Zone. It's the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got pushed up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet, and I do think they are giving out a sting. You know, I got to keep resuscitating them people. I don't know what's wrong with them. I just don't know. I'm going to have to take out my strap and whip some ass. That's what I'm going to have to do. Now, listen, 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 listen. While you on Facebook, I know you're on Facebook all day long, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you know. Use the keyword, the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like, and I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Oh, my God, it's so bad. Everything going on around here, up in here, it is busy. Can I tell y'all, it's busy. I am telling you. Now, listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbo Rum. GumboRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumboRum.com, baby. We have two different flavors. We have natural vanilla, which is Gumbo Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumbo Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumbo Rum is Gumbo, baby. Yeah, baby, listen, visit us online at GumboRum.com for all your rum libation needs. Oh, my God, got some bad music on today. Independent artist Jay Nash, Dave Nash. Listen, he is a hometown boy. Yes, yes, grew up in Covington, Georgia, baby. Homeboy, homeboy, listen. And also independent artist Gambit. Y'all know who gonna hear your music. Come on, engineer, rock with me. Rock, 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 rock. Talk to me. Talk to me. Hey, hey, hey. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Ooh. Come on, baby, come on, baby, come on, baby. Come on, 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 come on. Y'all know I'm hyped up in here. I got some bad stuff on today. Let me tell you something. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I know y'all know about BTS. Jesus Christ. I'm going to get to them. Them the baddest boy this side of Japan. You know what I'm saying? Mama is hyped up. Listen, let me tell you something. Of course, it's posted all over social media, on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? On Instagram, Facebook. I'm telling them, the boys is something else. You know, when the manager, when the guy reached out to me, I was like, They look familiar. They look familiar. They look familiar. And I says, okay, let me make sure. So I get so much stuff. I'd be like, you know, really, really skeptical of, you know, all kind of stuff. Because sometimes people send me stuff and they telling me they singing a song and it's somebody else singing a song. And I'm like, well, who is singing a song? You know what I mean? So listen, I'd be like, let me make sure this is the real, the real, the real. So listen, let me tell y'all something. BTS, BTS, oh my God, that band is super hot. Super hot. They are so bad. My God. They are just like Michael Jackson floating through the air. Watching them perform, let me tell you something. Watching them perform, it's just like watching Michael Jackson floating through the air. They just super bad. Oh my goodness, my God. Listen, let me tell y'all. Let me tell y'all. Let me tell y'all. Okay, listen. So BTS has announced to be the ambassador. They have been announced to be the ambassador of Busan Expo Bid 2030. BTS is now the ambassador of Busan Expo Bid 2030. And on October 15th, Jesus Christ, on October 15th at 6 p.m. Seoul time, there will be a free concert by BTS. And Horny Day is something to experience. Horny, I was like, oh, I wanted to pack my bags like yesterday. You hear me up in here. So listen. Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you, there will be a free concert by BTS. Fans of BTS from all over the globe can attend the concert live by applying for a Korea ETA to enter South Korea via Korea ETA website, okay? So other BTS fans who couldn't make it to the venue may watch the event live on screen. How dynamic is that? How dynamic is that? So listen, if you can't get there, if you cannot get there, you'll be able to still watch it on the screen. My God, my God. And I'm telling you, these darlings are super bad. They are fantastic. They are phenomenal. They really are. I am telling you, they are, oh my God, they're just delicious. Listen, you can catch a little clip of the trailer video on my page on Facebook. Listen, on my personal page as well as on the business page, the Fifth Smith page. Oh my God, they are just incredible, 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 incredible. Listen, I got some music they've gone down on today. Independent artist Jay Nash and independent artist Gambit. You hear me up in here. Also, I got something for you from a sponsor, some great, great, great products. Now, listen, ladies, if you're looking for something, looking for a great product, first of all, I want you to hear this word from my sponsor, and I got some more information to tell you about from this.
Here at Heavenly, we are proud to introduce our new line of high-quality and cutting-edge personal care products. Visit us at https://www.heavenly.com. Visit us at heavenly.com.
Guys, let me tell you about Heavenly. We are proud to announce and introduce a new line of high-quality and cutting-edge personal care products. The products are formulated with some of the top active ingredients, extracts, and antioxidants to achieve the results you demand. So we assure you, they assure you that you will grow to love and appreciate each of the products from the very first time and use it and see excellent transformation results in no time. So listen now, it's about the transformation. Y'all know, you know, us women, we got to have our faces together now. We got to be glowed up. So now listen, they are going to have you glowing up, honey. Listen, the website once again is HEEVLI.com. Once again, HLI.com. The journey to creating a new you. Listen, they have been featured. Now listen, let me tell y'all something. Y'all know mama. Let me slow down for a minute. Y'all know me. I will look up under your bed to make sure you for real. Now listen, I don't play around. Y'all already know. I ain't got to tell y'all that. So listen, when somebody comes by me and they tell me something, and it's like, okay, well, I got to make sure you're on the rail. You know what I mean? I got to check everything out. I check out my magnifying glass. Listen, I am the Inspector Gadget. You know what I'm saying? I'm checking out the magnifying glass. You know, it's almost like, what's the guy name? Charlie Chan. I'm just like Charlie Chan. Taking out the magnifying glass, I got to see, make sure everything is on the up and up and on the rail, because you just don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be up here saying all different kind of stuff, and you ain't for real. Okay, so listen, let me tell you about this. So they have been featured in hundreds of publications around the country. That's why people love CSC Men. You know what I'm saying? That's why they love it. So listen, they have been featured in hundreds of publications all around the country and seen on a lot of different places. Let me tell you, the Atlantic Report. Now, I know about the Atlantic Report. The Atlantic Report is, you know, for real, it's legit. They're not going to just have anything in the Atlantic Report. I used to read it years and years ago, so listen. Also, the Today Post Times, okay, financial content. So listen, go to the website, heevli.com. They also been featured in South Carolina Magazine. So listen, you want to check this out and take a look at their products. They have some best-selling products. This is really, really fantastic and phenomenal, phenomenal. Oh, they're saying the skin is looking just gorgeous, just fabulous. So listen, you got to check it out, check it out, check it out, check it out, check it out. Listen, go to the website. If you have dark spots on your skin, they have some serum, the dark spot corrector. And believe me, you know, it's not, you know, don't be ashamed if you have dark spots. Do something. I say this, do something about it. If you're ashamed about something on your body, do something about it. You know, change that. And not what I'm talking about up in here. So listen, listen, listen. I got some super bad music right now that's coming up by Jay Nash. And I'm going to tell you some more about Heavley.com. And I'm going to also tell you some more about BTS. Also, I'm going to see if I can get some music. I know I can get some music by BTS and play it. You know what I'm saying? Because we are super pumped up for their concert on October the 15th in Korea, baby. It's going down in Korea, baby. And if I could, I would be there on it. Oh, my God. Y'all know me. I like to be there in the flesh, not just, you know, talking about it. I like to see an experience. So listen, listen, listen. And working on getting an interview with them, a video interview, hopefully. Y'all know what I'm saying. I ain't promising. I'm working on it, working on it. Now listen, I got this great song by Jay Nash. Jay Nash started playing music at the age of 4. Now listen. 4 years old, oh my Lord, 4 years old, Jay Nash learned to play a wide variety of instruments. He eventually led him to doing studio work as time went on. He has played for several politicians, celebrities early in his music career under several corporate bands. Jay Nash has been connected to several gospel acts such as Trent Corey, multiple Grammy Award winning Jason Crabb, multiple Dove Award winner Phillips Craig and Thing. Oh, my goodness, y'all love me some Phillips Craig and Thing. Y'all, well, y'all know what that is. You know what I'm saying? That is experience and everything. So listen, Adam Crabb and Michael English, oh, my gosh. He is a writer, composer, and lover of all music, soon-to-be-published author. Now, listen, Jay Nash's influence span from rock, pop, country, gospel, bluegrass, jazz, and everything in between. So listen, Jay Nash grew up in a small town called Covington, Georgia. I know exactly where it's at. I'm coming for you. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Y'all know my sense. So listen, he always takes his time to visit and do his part to remember where he came from. So Jay Nash is always looking for the opportunity to expand musically and try to push the envelope in writing, no matter what genre it is. Jay Nash believes that you have to get drunk on living life. I love that. To its fullest. Honey, listen, let me tell you something. Now, he just really hit it right there. You got to be drunk on life, honey. Some people walk around, they drunk with the wrong kind of drink on life. You know what I mean? They drunk on lemons and everything. Listen, if you drunk on lemon in life, lemons, you stay far away from me as you possibly can. You know what I'm saying? And see, listen, Jay Nash, he sings gospel. He sang gospel, rock, pop. See, people get so confused. Listen. They think, see, when you are an entertainer, just like Jay Nash, I'm going to say this because I have the opportunity to say this right now. Just like Jay Nash, he sings pop, rock, gospel. Sometimes people get it mixed up and they get confused. They think because if you're working in entertainment and you're a Christian, they think all kind of different ways. So listen, let me try to unconfuse your mind. Listen, you can be a Christian and be in entertainment at the same time. Just because somebody sings a secular song that has nothing to do with your destination of going to heaven. Did you hear me when I say, listen, listen, oh my God, people get a paycheck mixed up. So listen, if you're getting a paycheck, you're in entertainment, that is your job, that is what you're doing to support yourself, it does not mean that you're not a Christian, for God's sake. So listen, let me get the song. I get all excited about stuff. So listen, Drunk on Your Kiss. I love this. So listen, I know y'all going to love this song. I know you're going to enjoy it. I know you're going to love it. Drunk on Your Kisses. Y'all check this out up in here.
I'm sole of my feet, losing all control of me. I won't be scared.
Jump on the kisses, sober with your love.
That's Drunk on Your Kisses, Jay Nash. Listen, Jay Nash, I'm going to send your Spotify link over to Future Guru in just a second. You guys know this is a live show. It is not pre-recorded, my darlings. So listen, Future Gurus is looking for hot new music for his radio program. So listen, Jay Nash, I'm going to send over your Spotify link to Future Gurus. They have a radio show. I'm going to send your Spotify link. It's all about connections and getting people connected and hook up. You know, I love my independent artists. They are super bad. I love, you know, they're my heartbeat. I've been doing this show since 2007. Oh, my God. So listen, I love a little music. Can I tell you, I love a little music. Listen. I got some more music that's coming up for you. And I got to tell you a little bit more about, oh, my God, these guys are just so incredible. I want you guys to go to the website k-popavenue.com, BTS, BTS. You know, I seen these guys years ago, and when they were younger, that's when I first saw them years ago when they were younger. I saw them on TV. I was like, oh, my God, they are really, really hot. They're really, really bad. And so, listen, they are having their concert October the 15th. In Korea, my darlings, in Korea, my darlings, in Korea, you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be in Korea. So listen, that's Seoul time, 6 p.m. Seoul time, right? October the 15th, my darlings. You want to see this live, honey. If you can't get there, you'll be able to see it on the live on the screen, right? And so if you can't get there, you'll be able to see it on the screen. Go to the website k-popavenue.com. They have the Korea ETA to help you. So if you want to get into there, now the ticket is free. There is a free ticket, but now they're going to help you. They have issued K. ETA is valid for 2 years, and the immigration form is exempt behind entry, allowing you to conveniently go through immigration. So listen, they have it all set up. You know, when it comes to international travel, well, you may not know when it comes to international travel. It's a bit of a bookies. That's the only reason I haven't been to Africa yet, because I'm like, Mama got to build up her strength a couple of years to make the trip from the U.S. to Africa. That's one place I just love all things Africa. Well, listen, that's a whole other story within itself. So listen, you got to be strong to do that trip. You hear what I'm saying? You got to be strong. Oh, Lord, today. So listen. Go to the website, k-popavenue.com. Listen. Well, now, that is really true. When you're doing international travel, if your body, if it's weak and you are not well, you do got to start preparing sometime ahead of time. So, listen, if you cannot make the trip, you'll be able to watch the concert on the live stream. Now, that's the real deal. If you can't do that, it does take some time. That's why I'm in preparation. It takes me a lot of years to get to my one destination, one goal I want to get to in this lifetime is Africa. So listen, Mama is preparing. You know what I'm talking about. So listen. Now, Jay Nash, I'm sending your link over to Future Guru. They have a radio show. They have 25,000 followers on Twitter. Okay, and I do have some more music that's coming up from independent artists. Gambit. Listen, he is phenomenal. He is the boss sauce. He got some great music. Yes, he do. I want to play Survival. I'm going to play Survival because, you know, we're not trying to survive. We are surviving. Listen, if you are in Christ Jesus, if you know God, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you know the man, listen, we're all going through something. If you're not going through something, you have been through something, right? Now, I'm saying this from experience. We are not trying to survive. We are surviving. If you are in Christ Jesus, let me tell you something. Change your attitude. Change your thinking. You're right. Change your language. Change what you have coming out of your mouth. Don't say, oh, I'm just trying to make it. You know, just trying to make it. You know what I mean? I can't take that energy. I cannot take that type of energy. So what you're going to say from this day forward, what your affirmation is going to be, I am making it, because the word of God says that you can and you will and you are making it, right? Now, it's not scripture that says that, but what I'm saying to you is it is because of the word of God that you can stand and make it no matter what you're going through. Listen, one of my Facebook friends, I support her for years. She lost her daughter. Let me tell you this real quick. And then I'll play this song by Gambit, Survival. This song is perfect for right now. She lost her daughter a week ago, her 8-year-old daughter. And I said, oh, my God, my heart just sank. People think social media is just social media. Some people think that you really don't get to know people. Well, I'm here to tell you it's a whole different ball game. You do get to know people really closely, really intimately on a personal level, because it doesn't matter where you are in the world. When you talk to people and have conversations with people and you work with people, you get to know them. And so I'm not going to say her name. This young lady, she lost her 8-year-old daughter, and I've supported her business for years. Always. I use her products and what she has, and I use those items, and I wear them doing my photo shoots. Have done it for years. So listen, she lost her 8-year-old kid. I'm telling you, I about wanted to get up under the sofa. You hear what I'm saying? I heard it so bad for her, I didn't know what to do. I wanted to crawl up under the sofa. But listen, let me tell you what she did. This girl is so strong. She is a believer. She is a believer in Christ Jesus. You know what she did? You know what she said? She was praying for other people. Now, she just lost her child. She just had a service for her child, and she's praying for other people. How strong is that? And I said to somebody, I said, if I had to put my child in the ground, I would still be laid out on the floor. Now, that's just me. I got a different kind of love language and love deepness when it comes to people that I care about and love. I'm just like that. So listen, I'm going to play this song. It's called Survival. Y'all check this out. Check it out.
I I was feeling pretty confident. I don't know why though, thought that I could do it. Now it's all about survival, survival of the fittest. I'm driving with my eyes closed, hopefully my ride doesn't boogie with a signpost. I was feeling clean, looking like a model. At least up in my own eyes, I'm faker than gelato. I think I'm just a square like the cubist of Picasso. In the mood to make a movement huge enough to move a mountain. But instead I'm sitting clean, looking at this puddle. Look up the reflection of myself and I'm in trouble. I'm caught up in the memes, I'm caught up in the bubble of a culture that is way too out of hand, check the Hubble. I was feeling pretty confident, I don't know why though, thought that I could do it. Now it's all about survival, survival of the fittest. I'm driving with my eyes closed, hopefully my ride doesn't boogie with a signpost. And on the other hand, I guess I got it made. If ignorance is bliss, then peace is a grenade. And the people say it's better now, but I know nothing changed. And the only time that we reflect is after all the rain. I don't think the culture plays a part in my gratuity, so instead I tip the scales of social continuity. I'll show up when I want, blow the mic up on the spot, the facade straight, claiming to be something that I'm not. I was feeling pretty confident, I don't know why though, thought that I could do it. Now it's all about survival, survival of the fittest. I'm driving with my eyes closed, hopefully my ride doesn't boogie with a signpost. I was feeling confident, I don't know why though, thought that I could do it. Now it's all about survival, survival of the fittest. I'm driving with my eyes closed, hopefully my ride doesn't boogie with a signpost. I was feeling pretty confident, confident, confident.
That is survival. Yes, you guys, we can. We all can survive. You know what I'm saying? We all can survive. Because you know what? We are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. The word says we are more than conquerors. So when life brings us things, and life will always bring us something, you know, life always gives us a plate. You know what I'm saying? Unless, you know, I'm a drain life coach. I cannot help but to go into coaching. That's just who I am. So listen, when you are a preacher at heart and you are a coach at heart, that is just what you do, and you don't have to work at doing it. It just comes out of your mouth. So listen, let me tell you something. Trained Life Coach by Monique Carradine, who was a reporter for Channel 32 News here in the Windy City, Chicago, okay? So listen, she trained me many years ago just to let you guys know, but Monique Carradine is no longer a reporter at Channel 32 News. She lives and does her thing in Hawaii. You know what I'm talking about. So listen, let me tell you this, talking about surviving. And this is coming from the stress of everything that has been on the show today, from Jay Nash, an incredible artist who has worked with Grammy Award winning. And I tell you guys all the time about multimillionaire music. When you're working with Grammy artists, Grammy Award winning artists, that talent and that anointing is going to pour into you and pour into your music. Just like Jay Nash, that song, Drunk on Your Kisses, you can hear the level of experience in his song. And listen, with survival, we are going to survive because we're more than conquerors. Let me see, I say this. Life always is going to give you a plate, right? So listen, we are all created. We are all human beings, no matter what color you are. Let me tell you this. Life is always going to give us all a plate. Listen to me real good. I'm going to drive this point home, and then I got to go because I'm pretty much out of time. Our plate always is going to have something on it. Your plate is never going to be empty. So the more prepared you are to deal with what's on your plate, the better you will make it in this lifetime. So listen, a lot of times your plate will have something on it that you don't want to eat. Maybe you don't like vegetables. Maybe you don't like broccoli. But guess what? In this lifetime, there will be broccoli one day on your plate, and you got to deal with how you're going to get that broccoli down, what you're going to do with it. Are you going to throw it away? If you throw it away, it's going to come back another day. You hear what I'm saying? So listen, sometimes God puts things on our plate to teach us a lesson and teach us how to handle what's on that plate. So when you learn how to handle and to chew and get that broccoli down, guess what? You've learned the lesson that God is trying to teach you. So listen, and sometimes life is going to give you a plate where there's lasagna on it, and you love lasagna. And it's going to be a great day. It's going to be your season. So what I'm trying to say, there's different seasons at different times in your lifetime. So listen, my darlings, you're always going to have a plate in front of you every single day. The plate is going to be different. There's always going to be a different dish on the plate. But you got to understand and realize it is how you deal with what's on the plate, the way you make it through life, the way you look at it. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. Oh, my God, my God, my God. So listen, I want you guys to be encouraged. I want you to be strong. You know what I'm saying? Be like David. David in the Bible always encouraged himself. He was a little bitty old thing, a little bitty old runny thing. But listen, he was good to look at. You know what I'm saying? But David went through so much, he had to encourage himself. He was the one that danced. Oh, my gosh. And I don't want to get into teach. But listen, you got to learn how to encourage yourself, because there's going to come a time where there may be no one around you to encourage you. And you got to do what? Encourage yourself. Open that Bible. And you know what? The Word of God is there to keep us all encouraged and to go through whatever we're going through. Remember now, remember that plate. So the next time you see a plate on your table, you're going to think about this. You're going to say, well, okay, I got to learn how to deal with what's on my plate in order to get through what I have to get through in this lifetime, right? And you want to get through it with power. You want to get through it with understanding, wisdom, right? You want to get through this lifetime with being able to have joy. Get through it with joy. You know, not sobbing, not with the sob story, but with joy. Okay, so you can do it. I am pretty much out of time, and I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast, and I get to do it all over again a little bit later on this evening. Special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.